Annie E. Casey Foundation.
Good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Lori. Today, for most of the show, we'll open up the phone lines and take your phone calls, comment about some of the things that are in the news, and see what's on your mind as things get a little bit slower here around holiday time. And there is certainly a lot of news out there. I figured that we could start today by listening in on what President Trump said yesterday about the passage of the tax bill in Congress, and take your phone calls about this. Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. This was the scene on the steps of the White House yesterday. President Trump taking claim for what he describes as a very important tax bill.
Thank you, everybody, very much. And these are the people right behind me. They've worked so long, so hard. It's been an amazing experience. We are going to bring at least $4 trillion back into this country, money that was frozen overseas and in parts and worlds, and some of them don't even like us, and they had the money. Well, they're not going to have the money long. And so it's really, I guess it's very simple. When you think you haven't heard this expression, but we are making America great again. You haven't heard that, have you?
Thank you for keeping your promise to see this Congress deliver the largest tax cut in American history before Christmas of this year. Merry Christmas, America.
What this represents is a promise that each and every one of us made to the American people last year is a promise that is kept today. The message to the families in America who have been struggling paycheck and paycheck: your tax rates are going down and your paychecks are going up. This is the kind of relief that Americans deserve. This is the kind of tax reform and tax cuts that get our economy growing to reach its potential.
Well, Paul Ryan and Mike Pence and President Trump yesterday on the steps of the White House. What did you think about their announcement yesterday? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. The president saying $4 trillion that is stashed by corporations overseas is coming back. He made that promise there. And also, Paul Ryan said that the tax rates are going down and paychecks are going up. I'm wondering, how big will your paycheck go up? 813-239-9663, email address dj@wmnf.org. President had long promised to do something about the carried interest loophole. President Trump has gone on record many times to say that the Republican tax bill would not benefit him personally. And we don't really know because he hasn't released his taxes. He's also said many times that he wanted to close the carried interest loophole. Now, that's a provision that benefits hedge fund managers by taxing them with a top rate that's only 23.8% rather than 40.5%, which is the top income tax in the country. Because the hedge fund managers' earnings are handled like long-term capital gains rather than like income. Trump claimed to be against this tax break for hedge fund managers and other rich people. He said it in debates. He said it on the campaign trail. And he said it after taking office. Here's what he told CBS after he took office about the carried interest tax rate.
While we're here, carried interest, what's going to happen to that?
It's out. Gone.
You're going to take it out?
Sure. It's gone. Yeah. You know, we wanted to show a very simple formula, so we didn't want to put everything in, but carried interest is gone. Even Wilbur probably not too happy about losing carried interest, being one of the great tycoons on Wall Street. But look, carried interest was great for me too, but carried interest was unfair, and it's gone.
Anything else like that? We haven't heard about,
but there are a lot of deductions on it. We had deductions for geese flying over America. We had deductions for everything, and the deductions are gone other than interest and charity.
President Trump again promising to do away with the carried interest loophole in the new tax code, but it didn't happen. The folks who are hedge fund managers will still get that tax break of 23.8%. So what do you think? 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. And yesterday there was effusive praise for President Trump. Let's listen to a little bit. This is an edit put together by CNN. We're going to listen to the effusive praise given to President Trump yesterday after the passage of the tax bill. Let's see if we can bring this up in just a second. 813-239-9663 is our phone number, our email address, dj@wmnf.org. And let's see if we can get this to play for us here. This was praised by many of the Republican leaders yesterday on the steps of the White House, introduced by Don Lemon of CNN.
There was a festival of flattery on the White House lawn today to celebrate the passage of the Republican tax cut bill.
Something this big, something this generational, something this profound could not have been done without exquisite presidential leadership. Mr. President, thank you for getting us over the finish line.
Thank you, President Trump, for allowing us to have you as our president and to make America great again.
You're one heck of a leader, and we're all benefiting from it. This bill could not have passed without you.
President Donald Trump delivered a great victory for the American people.
Is that SNL? Is that real? Complimenting President Trump?
Well, that's Don Lemon editorializing there. What did you think of all that praise for President Trump? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. Did it remind you of a movie scene? You watch many movies. Did it remind you of anything that you've seen in the movies? Did you ever watch Manchurian Candidate, where about seven American soldiers are brainwashed by the North Koreans? This is Frank Sinatra from The Manchurian Candidate, about one of his fellow soldiers that turned out to be a potential presidential assassin.
Raymond Shaw is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
Raymond Shaw is the bravest, kindest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
I said Raymond Shaw is the kindest, warmest, bravest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
Let's listen to what they said on the steps of the White House again about President Trump yesterday. That was from The Manchurian Candidate. This is from the White House yesterday.
Something this big, something this generational, something this profound could not have been done without exquisite presidential leadership. Mr. President, thank you for getting us over the finish line.
Thank you, President Trump, for allowing us to have you as our president and to make America great again.
You're one heck of a leader, and we're all benefiting from it. This bill could not have passed without you.
President Donald Trump delivered a great victory for the American people.
All right, well, let's take a few phone calls about that. Our phone number, 813-239-9663. We can talk about the tax cut, whatever else is on your mind. Jack Latvala resigned. The Clearwater State Senator resigned yesterday following revelations of a sex scandal. Let's go to Sheila, who's in Palmetto. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to WMNF. What would you like to say?
Thank you. I'm calling about the tax cut. It seems like the approach was The main approach was the trickle-down economic approach, which really doesn't work, cutting it for the corporations and not doing enough for the middle class that spends, you know, money on goods and services that really boost the economy. It's just so bizarre. It's unbelievable.
And Sheila, did you contact your member of Congress? Did you tell your member of Congress or your U.S. senators what you thought of the tax cut?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But what are they going to do about it when the majority of the money that they receive are from the big corporations that lobby? So it's obvious where our Congress and Republican Senate lie, is that they're for big corporation and they're not for the people that elected them.
They don't care about you, you think?
They don't. Yeah. Not one bit.
All right, Sheila, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in so early, too.
Yep.
All right. 813-239-9663. Now, there are, I think, a lot of people that support the tax cuts. There are people that point to stories in the last 24 hours showing that AT&T employees are going to get a one-time $1,000 bonus. About 200,000 200,000 of them are going to get a one-time bonus. Some workers are going to see their minimum wage increased by companies, and the decision or the announcement was made right after the tax cut was passed. So I think people are pointing to those two examples to say that this is going to result in a better situation for American workers. What do you think? 813-239-9663. Let's go to Antonio in Sarasota. Hi, Antonio. You're on. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I did one of them estimator things for my taxes. Let's say I'm around the 40,000 tax bracket, give or take, paying in what I said I paid in with one dependent. I will end up owing like $2,000. All right. So now let's say, remember that bonus you just said and those raises people were going to get?
Yeah.
So let's say all those people got one dependent and fall around the same bracket. At the end of the year, you might end up just be owing $2,000. And if you can, would somebody please clarify how much the earned child credit is going to be? Because last year, I remember it was like 31 or between 3,500. This year, they said they doubled it from 1,000 to 2,000. But last year, it was 31 or so. I mean, I just want to be clear on that if you could help me out, Rob.
Okay.
And if any other listeners are in the same situation or around the same
I think
bracket.
That's really important, and I don't have the answer right in front of me. Antonio, let me just clarify. Are you saying your taxes are going up under this plan?
Yeah, I would say
okay.
I pay.
Okay. All right. Just want to clarify it. Antonio, thank you so much, and I'll find out about the child tax credit. I think you're right about those numbers, that this year Marco Rubio, our U.S. Senator, stood firm and wanted an increase in it, but he only got it increased to about $1,600 per family, I think. So let me find out more about
that.
Yeah. Okay, Antonio, thanks. I'll get to the bottom of it. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Jim in St. Pete. Hi, Jim, you're on. What would you like to comment about?
You have the Secretary of the Treasury, who someone who worked with him at the brokerage house, the investment bank said he's an idiot. You have the President of the United States, who's Secretary of State, says he's an effing moron. You have Ryan, who is not just a sycophant. I think that he's actually mentally ill also.
Jim, what proof do you have of that?
Well, look at him. Look at what he does, what he says. He's giddy. He's literally giddy over the situation. Now, it's just not normal. It's not. So you have these people in charge of the biggest ripoff of all time. You know, looting, I think Bernie used the word looting. I think that's an appropriate word. This is like the Austrian school of economics. You loot the country, then you crash the economy, and then you can start all over. You know what I mean? It's just the sickest of the sick. The same apologists are going to try to, get Mueller out of there, that kind of thing. I don't think that they can actually remove Mueller. But they're just not patriots. They are not patriots.
Jim, there's no doubt that for people that are listening to talk radio and Fox News, that there is a huge campaign right now to claim that Mueller's investigation is tainted and it should be ended. If President Trump were to fire Mueller in the next week or two or three, what would you do?
Well, according to... I look for, rays of hope wherever I can find them. This guy who was a super litigant for the Justice Department, formerly of the Justice Department, was on the other night at the end of a program, and he said, essentially what he said was, there are rules in the Justice Department. We will be going to court, and this will be hung up in federal court for a couple of years. So, basically, don't worry about it, because we in the Justice Department will strike back and we will use the federal courts to put an end to any attempt to do anything of the sort. And with a sort of a little trace of glee in his voice, he said, and it will be hung up for years. So I feel confident when I hear that. These people are they're the untouchables. They're the super cops. If we can't rely on them to protect us and get out in front of the game, who can we rely on?
All right.
They seem confident.
Jim,
okay?
Okay.
Good.
Jim, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling
good.
In. All right.
Thank you.
Great to hear from you. And Gina writes this: how in the world does Trump get the figure of $4 trillion? On what is that based? Do these wealthy men in Congress even realize that a big majority of people oppose this, like 55% to 30% who support it? They have killed the Affordable Care Act. It will hurt so many people. That's Gina's email. And David writes, I wish that Trump would focus on improving the career of America Ferrera, the star of the TV show Ugly Betty. Then Trump would say, make America Ferrera great again. Sorry being silly, writes David. And I think he says that the GOP bunch are all hypocrites. They claim to be deficit hawks. That's BS. I'm disappointed that Corker caved on the bill, writes David. And Anonymous from the 813 area code writes, that was the most tremendous praise heaped upon an orange president I've ever seen, believe me, writes 813. And then somebody from the 941 area code says, wow, those statements must have given Trump multiple orgasms. That's a Bob in Palmetto. 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. James Lyles is our phone producer today. Let's go back to the phones, and we're going to go to Randy in Tampa. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I think it's horrible, absolutely horrible, the new tax bill, that they'd want to put any money back in our pockets or help us to become the America that it was. But it was awesome that when that last president, who I voted for twice, lied and gave away the $1.2 billion to our enemy in the new program. That was just awesome. But I also would think it's horrible that they want to see people get off their couches and be able to go to work and get off the wealth. How dare our federal government want to get out of our pockets and make a mess?
Well, Randy, Randy, let's talk about this for a moment. How much are you going to save in the tax plan that just passed? How much are you going to save? How much is your paycheck going to go up?
My children who have kids, they're not losing any caller. Two callers ago, three ago, he needs to get someone to help him with his taxes. That's the problem. It's all negative across the board. And when you have to research, it's always the end of the world.
So you're going to save $5,000. So you're doing pretty well. You're making more than $100,000 a year. You're doing pretty well.
That's at $57,000. Oh, and as far as the health care goes,
Randy, this number does not make sense. You say you make $57,000 a year and you're going to save $5,000 on the taxes? Now, I've seen no chart that says that.
I'm telling you, with my deductions,
All right. Well, I don't know what your tax situation is, but I don't know anybody in the $57,000 bracket that's going to get a $5,000 increase in their pay.
When I get it, I'll show you.
Okay. Would you bring it by? Randy, I'll tell you what. Let's set a date. When can you bring that by to show me that you're?
I'll call the radio station.
Let's see a piece of paper.
No.
Let's see a piece of paper.
You want to broadcast and you want to talk? Shouldn't the president? It's horrible.
Randy, I think you're a little bit worked up. I'm not that worked up about it. I mean, you're worked up, but this idea that you say that President Obama gave $1.2 billion to Iran, you know whose money that was, right?
Right, it was their money. Supposedly.
Okay. All right. So, and what did Iran ever do to you? Can I ask you that?
Please.
I'm sorry. What did Iran ever do to you?
Who, President Obama?
I'm saying that why shouldn't Iran get that money back? I mean, did it ever commit a terrorist act against you? Did it ever try to bomb you? As you were flying around, was your plane ever hijacked by an Iranian? I mean, what did the Iranians ever do to you? And shouldn't we have better relations with Iran? Hey, Randy. Randy, don't tell me you hung up. Randy? Okay. He did hang up. I think the greatest thing that we can have is a conversation. And so when you call up and throw bombs and you don't want to have a conversation, you just want to spout and you don't want to talk, then it's impossible to have a conversation. It's okay to be angry if that's what you want to be, but that doesn't help your cause. It shows that you're unable to have a conversation about the most serious issues of the day. Let's go to Dan, who's in Polk City. Hi, Dan. You're on. What would you like to say?
Hey, I just want to make this one point. These are people that are proud of being incorrect. I mean, they literally brag about being politically incorrect. Incorrect means the same thing. It means wrong. Whatever they do, politically incorrect will be wrong. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, Dan. Thank you. 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. James in Orlando says thanks for being the host of Radioactivity. Okay, that's what I get paid to do. James, thank you for that. And Joshua says Marco Rubio wanted an increase for the child tax credit from the original bill, which was $1,600. The child tax credit was raised to $2,000 in the new bill, writes Joshua. Actually, Josh, I did some research about this last night. I do know this for a fact that Marco Rubio, the senator, stood firm. He wanted an increase for the child tax credit, and I think he got it raised to $1,600 from about $1,300. He got a $300 raise in the child tax credit. And again, this is something I'm going to have to do a little bit more research on. 813-239-9663. This is from David. He's a teacher of kids K through 12. He says, my students know about smoke and mirrors. This is that. The anus of America is proud of his con and laughing all the way to the bank. 813-239-9663. Ron in West Tampa says, the far-right coup d'etat is just about complete. What Chris Hedges and others write about is coming to roost. If this tax bill is not erased, we are in for a deep, dark carnival ride into national dystopia. But hey, at least it's almost football playoff time, writes Ron in West Tampa. You know, I'm wondering if you are one of those people that are making $57,000 a year, and if your paycheck is going to go up by $5,000 next year due to this tax plan, if you've done that research. I make under that. I make under $57,000 a year for my job here at WMNF, and I can say that my increase is not going to be $5,000. So when that caller said that, I was... You know, he may be right. Maybe there's some deduction that I don't know about, but you know, I'm very skeptical that anybody making $57,000 a year is going to see a $5,000 increase. 813-239-9663. But I'm also willing to say that I'm wrong if that is true. If people making $57,000 a year are going to get a $5,000 increase, let's go to Doug in Pasco County. Hey, Doug, you're on. What would you like to say?
Hello.
It's you, Doug. You got the floor. Yeah, the whole world is waiting for you. What's up?
Okay. The what is inarguable here is that the rich people, $1 billion income a year, they get $250,000 break. That the break here, that this change was done to give rich people tax breaks and to give corporations tax breaks. And it's being paid for, this again is inarguable, by deficit spending, adding $1.5 trillion to the deficit, and by cutting services to middle working class people and giving them some breaks, but only for a while. Our breaks expire, the rich people don't. This is just the cutting edge of the class war that rich people are conducting against Americans and using Congress as their tool to do so. That's it.
All right, Doug, thanks a lot. Great points. Thank you for making them. Now, I did find a chart. Here we go. And I went to National Public Radio, and their source on this is two reporters for National Public Radio. You can see this at their website. And the chart says how much of GOP tax cuts will go to the middle class. If you're in the less than $10,000 range of income, your tax benefit from this bill is $10. If you make between $10,000 and $20,000 a year, your average tax benefit is $50 a year. If you make $20,000 to $30,000 a year, your average tax benefit from this bill is $180. If you make $30,000 to $40,000 a year, your average tax benefit, and a lot of Americans make $30,000 to $40,000 a year, your average tax break is $360 a year, which is less than a dollar a week. So what will you do with that extra 80 cents a week? And if you make $40,000 to $50,000, your average tax break next year will be $570. And here's the guy who called in. He claimed that he would save $5,000 on his taxes. I don't think that's true. The numbers on this chart say that if you make between $50,000 and $75,000, your tax break next year will be $870. So that's not $5,000, far less than that. A little bit more than a dollar. Actually, I said a dollar a week. That's I meant to say a little. We're talking about for $30,000 to $40,000 a year, you'll get an extra maybe $8 a week, not 80 cents. I misspoke. And so for this guy who called in and said he makes $57,000 a year, his tax break is going to be, somewhere between, around $15 or so a week. That's what his tax break's going to be. Nothing to sneeze at. You can go out to McDonald's and have a happy meal with that. And that would be good. 813-239-9663. Now, if you make $1 million a year, your average tax break will be, if I can read this right, $69,000 a year. I hope I read that right. Okay, so let's take some more phone calls. Our phone number is 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. And we're going to go to Joe in Seminole. Hey, Joe, you're on. What would you like to say?
I'd like to say that this is a regular pay-for-play with the Congress. The rich people held it over their head that they wouldn't give in.
The rich people held it over their heads and they wouldn't give in, and we lost you there after that. Hey, Joe, you're breaking up. Joe? All right, Joe has fallen off. 813-239. Hey, Joe, your phone is breaking up. We missed 90% of what you said.
Okay, let me try again. Hang on.
All right.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a regular pay-for-play, quid pro quo. The rich people wanted their tax cut. They got it. And as a result of getting it, they now will agree to continue funding the individual congressmen with their election costs. So if you vote for the tax cut, you get money to get reelected. If you don't, you don't get the money. So it's, in other words, it's their individual job that they're concerned about, not America. They're there to keep themselves in office forever and to get on the bandwagon and play the game and get all the money for themselves. They don't care what the effects are on America or on the country. I'd like to see the Democrats do two things next year. Starting January 1st, I'd like Nancy Pelosi to caucus with the Democrats and have a vote among that caucus of Democrats and vote to repeal this tax bill among the caucus and make that public, that it's been held so everybody knows that the Democrats are going to caucus every week that this thing is in effect until Democrats are back in office. Number two, I would like the Democrats to caucus and vote to impeach Trump and have that held every week until he is thrown out of office by Democrats, who, of course, will get control of Congress, I believe, the next time around. But in other words, they promise that we will take action.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot. Thanks for your comments. I'm glad you were able to fix your phone there. 813-239-9663. Nate's in Bradenton. Nate, what would you like to say?
Well, you beat me to the figures because I actually make $58,800 a year.
Okay, so when you heard that guy say he's going to save $5,000, what was your immediate reaction?
Well, my parents were military parents, so they raised me to always be subtle and not just call people for being absolutely insane. I would just have told him that all I'm saving is $890. That's what I'm saving. And I have deductions that I donate to the firefighters, and I donate to the homeless, helping homeless. I also donate to Wounded Warriors. And my deductions are it's not even enough to mess with what I'm going to end up saving. But what I wanted to tell you was, the reason why I say it's a joke, because my wife, who makes $41,000 a year, her saving is like $300-some, but here's the kicker. Where we live in Pasco County, they just voted to raise our taxes across the board. Our water's going up 30%. Our electricity, Duke Energy, is going up like 17 cents or something like that. And then they slapped us with a tax for the new roads they're putting in. So basically, I'm going to save we're going to save $305 for a family of four. And I'm supposed to be happy about this?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. And then on top of that, health insurance premiums are likely to rise because there will no longer be the mandate that people buy health insurance. So we're going to go back to the old system where, if you're healthy, you opt out and you don't buy health insurance. And that means that insurance companies are going to be stuck with mostly sick people or a larger proportion of sick people than currently in there.
Well, and I'll just say this real quick. I know you got other calls. What I've learned with Trump supporters is that they continuously have to tell themselves things that they know that's not true to keep the egg from being on their face. There's nothing there's nothing he could do to get a $5,000 rebate back. It's completely insane, and it's sad that people have to stoop this low.
Yeah, I think you could make the argument that $870 is nothing to sneeze at. But why would you lie and say $5,000? Just make the argument that I need the $870 because it'll help me pay my electric bill. And it will. So you could make that argument. But why you have to lie? I don't get it.
Amen. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Doing a great job.
Thanks, Nate. Good to hear from you. 813-239-9663. Craig's in Sarasota. Thank you for calling in, Craig. What would you like to say?
Well, a couple things that I have, to me, seem that are absent from the conversation, and I've been trying to pay attention. I really never heard anything about the mandate until the last couple of days. I mean, it seems like there was opposition to this tax reform without even the knowledge of that. It seems like, I don't know, is it just me, or was that not, that information not out there?
I'll tell you, the best place to read, and I've read a bunch of articles, and I've probably forgotten half of what I've read, but the best place to go is newspapers. Newspapers have been incredible about this. The New York Times has covered it really well. Washington Post, which has you have to pay to get access after you get the first 10 articles for free. But the newspapers have been incredible dissecting this. I think we've done an okay job. I had a Republican spokesperson on for most of an hour a few weeks ago. We talked about it. And then I've had people that are trying to protect Social Security and Medicare on this show. We've talked about it from that angle. We've talked about it from the angle of deficit and how pay-as-you-go will fit into this and force budget cuts next year and in coming years. So, but as for the mandate, yeah, I know here on MNF we've mentioned it many times over and over again.
The other thing that I'm a little torn about is I feel blessed. I've had my own business for a while. I've got a small corporation. My salary is kind of in the mid range of where everybody is, but on good years, you make when you get pass through income, I'm a little torn and anxious to see how much this affects guys like me. I'm a contractor, and a lot of the people that I deal with are people in the construction industry that have, either limited liability corporations or small corporations, and they're regular working Joes, but it seems like a cut in the corporate tax rate from 37 to 21 or whatever it is, I mean, may affect more of the folks that I know. I don't know any billionaires, but maybe it will affect folks that I know.
Well, Craig, based on what you know so far, do you expect that you'll be hiring any more people, or at least part-time, if not full-time, as a result of this?
You know, that's an interesting thing, because I thought about it. I thought, well, geez, what am I going to do with that money? I'm going to primarily focus on paying off debt, you know, paying off mortgages and try to get into a more secure situation. And I think a lot of the guys that I know, or men and women who own their own businesses, look at the same thing. We're trying to pay off debt. I'm going to focus on that before I focus on expanding. Honestly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Craig, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, great to hear from you. All right, so there's a perspective we haven't heard. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Gary in Sarasota. Gary, you're on WMNF. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. Well, I've been listening to your show, and I got to tell you, I'm an independent, and everything that these the Democrats or the Trump haters are saying are the same things that the Republicans are saying about Obama. I just find it very entertaining, but what I'd like to say about the new tax plan is, the system we had before wasn't working. We were running at a 1.7 GDP. And I don't know if this is going to work. And maybe, as the last caller said, it's going to help businesses, especially on the international market. But if we can boost GDP up, then everybody will do better. I mean, I know everybody hates to talk about trickle-down economics, but when Ronald Reagan was in office, I think the highest GDP he had was 7.5, and that can certainly cure a lot of ills in society.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, Gary, this is a question I had, and I put this to the Republican guest a few weeks ago. Why not make it that if corporations are not reinvesting here in the U.S. and creating more jobs and paying people better, why not take away the corporate tax break? Let's say that, you know, you give corporations 2 years to repatriate that $4 trillion that President Trump was talking about. And, you know, we see all these ads on TV where Republicans are saying that working class people are going to benefit from this this tax break. If those results don't happen, then why not take away the corporate tax rate? Why not have some sort of performance standard for this tax break? Because so far, there's no performance standard in the tax break. That the corporations are being given these tax breaks, but there is no guarantee that they'll turn around and hire more people at better pay, which has been the promise of the tax break. Go ahead. What would you say?
Well, I would say, like your last caller, let's say in the beginning, you pay down your debt where you actually feel more secure. And now with that psychology behind it, now you feel more secure. You actually feel more secure to expand your business and hire more individuals. It just doesn't. I've been in business since I was 20 years old, not 56. And it's all about feeling secure. And that's why the economy is actually booming now more, because business people think that Trump is more friendly to them. Businesses.
Well, how long would
pay off their debt?
Right. Okay.
They are more, because businesses are not in the banking business. They want to spend money, but they want to spend money to make money. So right. Once they feel secure, once their debts are paid down, the more amped to build bigger buildings, more facilities, invest in their company.
Well, how long would you give corporations to do that and to bring back those $4 trillion? Would you give them, if you wouldn't give them 2 years, would you give them 3 years or 4 years? But, for instance, when some people in Tallahassee got angry at Enterprise Florida because Enterprise Florida wasn't really creating that many jobs, some of the money was wasted. They required that there be performance standards on Enterprise Florida, that you create so many jobs and then you get the money. You don't get the money first, you get the money afterwards. So why not have performance standards for the tax break?
I'm not disagreeing with that when it comes to reappropriating the money back in, or however they, whatever that term is, to bring the money back in. Perhaps something like that, so they don't pay higher taxes on that money if they don't reinvest in their businesses. But getting the money back, making us more competitive internationally. We can't live with a 1.7% GDP. And again, Is this plan going to work? I don't know, but I know the other thing that we had was not working, that system. So,
all right.
You got to do something, Rob. Whether you like Trump or not, the fact remains, if this works and the economy starts booming, you'll see him get reelected again.
Yeah, well, I think that's
about the economy.
I think if the economy booms, he will get reelected. Gary, I think the alternative, you asked about the alternative. The alternative is to reduce taxes on people maybe at the middle and low income areas. Maybe everybody under $150,000 or, you know, name your number, gets a tax break. But you don't give a tax break to the billionaires because the billionaires have had a 9-year run. The stock market has been going up every year since 2009. Wall Street is at record high. So it seems like an odd time to give Wall Street, who's benefited, while most of us, everybody that I know who works for a salary or a wage, their wages are essentially flat and have been flat for a long time. And so
I'm all I got about Main Street, not Wall Street. I agree with you. But fact remains is without Wall Street getting rich, we're not going to get rich either.
And, well, you know, that's the trickle down faith.
Somebody, yeah. And you make it an hourly wage, you make a salary, you know that you're locked into that price point. You know, I work for myself. I'm always on, when's my next job going to come? When am I going to get paid? You know, it's based on me and my performance. So,
all right. Well, Gary,
employees, and it's just not easy. It's not, listen, America's not easy, but when you talk about taxes, how about don't tax anybody? If you're a wife or married with two kids, you shouldn't pay any taxes until you hit over $40,000.
Yeah, well, that might be true. That would be what I was getting at, is that give tax breaks to the people at the bottom.
If you went on welfare, your benefits for a husband and wife and two kids are well over $40,000.
Yeah, I don't think they're over $40,000. Anyway, Gary, thanks a lot. Thanks for your phone call. You raised a lot of important issues, and let's have other people talk about them too. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Robin Lutz. Hi, Rob. You're on. What would you like to say?
Yeah, good morning, Rob. Thank you for the eloquent and spot-on discussion. I'm on Social Security and Medicare, and I can see this new tax bill is going to harm the children and the seniors because, for instance, this year the Part B of Medicare went up $20. It's usually been going up like from 104 to 109, something like that, very slow and very tolerable. But now this year went up $20. I wonder, maybe one of your listeners can call in and answer this. I wonder if that's going to be increased next year with the new tax bill. We have to pay more for Part B, which means comes out of your Social Security check. And I don't know if that is a one-time thing for the rest of the year, that $20 hike, or they're going to put it in, jack it up to 150
well,
or 200.
Well, Rob, I think you're onto something, and we've talked about that on this program on Radioactivity in the last few weeks. Here's the problem: is that in Congress they have this pay-as-you-go rule, and they can only increase the deficit so much. And there are amounts of increasing the deficit that they cannot go beyond. So Marco Rubio himself, and we played the soundbite last week, has suggested that we need to restructure Medicare and Social Security once we reach these debt ceiling limits. Now, what's happening, most projections say that this tax bill is going to increase the deficit, not decrease it. There's no projection that says it's going to decrease it. No economic organization, center, left, or right, is saying that it's going to decrease the deficit. All are on board saying it's going to go up somewhere between $500 to maybe $2.4 trillion. Well, when you do that, then you have to begin to look at things to cut. And Marco Rubio has suggested cutting Medicare. So I don't think you're so far off about that. And that's something I think that is going to play out not in the next 3 months, but a year from now and 2 years from now, we're going to see that discussion.
Yeah, I know. And wait till it's their turn to be in my situation. I mean, gosh, like my Social Security benefit is $1,042. I got $2 more this year, as your caller, Elizabeth.
$1,042. How many years did you put in work in your work life, Rob?
About 20 years.
20 years? Okay.
20 years, yeah. And then, but with the low wages that I earned back then, you don't put much into the account. You don't get
much.
Yeah,
you're not saving much in Social Security either.
That's it.
Rob, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank
all right.
You so much.
All right. Great to hear from you. And let's go to Greg in Tampa. Greg, you're on WMNF. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. Couple of things. First of all, with regard to this trickle-down economic theory, if you remember during the process, Gary Cohn was in front of a bunch of corporate heads, and he asked them how many of them were going to invest new jobs, and nobody raised their hand. And the reason for that, which I haven't heard many people bring up, is the corporations have a fiduciary responsibility to benefit one group, the shareholders. And they do that two ways, either by increasing the dividend to the shareholder or by buying back stock in the company, which increases the value of the company to the shareholder. And that's what's going to happen. So all this talk about the tax cut for corporations increasing the number of jobs is far-fetched, to say the least. The
Greg,
other thing I wanted to bring up real
Greg,
quick.
Greg, you're spot on that one. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
Ultimately, I think what's going on here is the plot, really, to privatize all the wealth in the United States, given what you said to your last caller. The idea that we hit this $1.5 trillion limit and then we have to start cutting things is their opportunity to get into what they've wanted to do for a long time, which is the Social Security and Medicare area. So they've set it up brilliantly from a strategic point of view to make that happen. And the third thing I just wanted to bring up, and it's a personal issue I have in this whole discussion, you know, we're losing the personal exemption on this. And a number of scenarios that I've seen really don't take into account the fact that, say, if you're a family of four, you're losing over $16,000 in personal exemptions. And they keep talking about the thing that Rubio...
The child tax credit.
But people forget that was available already in the tax code. So it's not as though we're getting something as a substitute for the personal exemption. It's gone up a little bit, but that child tax credit was already available in the tax code. So if people really crunch the numbers on this, I think there are going to be a lot of people who are radically disappointed with what they're going to wind up with. And just the kicker to all of it, of course, is it's going to end in 2025.
Yeah, or 2027.
Yeah, I saw this morning in the paper it said 25, but in any case, while the corporate tax cut is forever.
Right. Okay, Greg, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Those are good points. Jason writes this regarding my question to the caller, what did Iran ever do to him? Jason writes, I believe several years ago that Iran illegally hacked one of our drones, intercepted it, and captured it by flying it to their airbase. They seized control of lots of very top-secret GPS and drone technology, and that's a pretty serious offense, although it never went answered, writes Jason. Well, of all the things that you could do, if somebody's flying a drone near your country and you capture it, is that the most serious thing? I mean, think of everything the U.S. has done around the world. President Trump has even said that. So if Iran captured one of our drones and you're going to penalize them for years and years, I mean, Iran is an interesting country and people should look at it. It has a very educated population. Women are not second-class citizens in Iran like they are in Saudi Arabia. We are very close to Saudi Arabia. But if you look at the human rights situation in Saudi Arabia, much worse than that in Iran. And Iran has incredible culture. Yeah, they took our hostages a few years ago, but that's that was fire that was building up after we overthrew their democratically elected government in 1953. I think people should not be so hair trigger to just think Iran is a backward enemy country. I think they've got to look more closely at it. 813-239-9663. I think there's a lot of Americans that have never read or been to Iran. I've not been to Iran, but I've certainly read a lot about it. Here's Ernie. Ernie's calling about a previous caller. He says the caller may be conflating child tax credit and earned income credit. And I'm not sure which caller he was referring to because Ernie wrote in about a half an hour ago. And Kevin writes this, make America gag again. That's what he writes. He says, this is about the 2018 midterms. Republicans now have something to pin their hopes on. Also, the opioid crisis will have less funds to help people who have addiction problems. When the deficit hawks start crying, Social Security and Medicare will be put on the chopping block. This trickle-down scam will help the donor class, and that's the real goal, writes Kevin. Let's take some more phone calls, and we're going to go to George in Lakeland, who's been holding the longest. Hey, George, you're on. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. Wow, the personal exemption, I didn't know about that. And I watch I watch every, well, not every, but I watch Fox, and then I go to CNN, and then I go to MSNBC, and no one talks about the personal exemption being eliminated. That's a bait and switch.
That's big, yeah.
That's big. What I was going to talk about is, you know, the insurance premiums, they're going to go up, and they're going to go up on people with pre-existing conditions. So diabetics, smokers, people with high blood pressure, people that have had heart attacks, stroke, get ready for some pain, and you got to thank Trump for that, because yes, once the individual mandate is gone, all the healthy young people are going to say, I'm not buying insurance for what? So you're going to get stuck with the bill, and when you're complaining at your doctor because you can't afford your medicine, think about Trump and thank him very much and thank all the Republicans.
All right.
Oh my God.
George, thanks a lot. Thanks for your phone call. All right. Short and sweet. Deanna's in Largo. Hi, Deanna. What would you like to say?
Hi, Rob. I'm going to make it as short as sweet as possible. Number one is we have got to get them their insurance for life taken away if we want to them to deal with our insurance problem, because they haven't got a clue. And if they want to cut something, let them cut their own insurance, not Medicare or Medicaid. Number two is, does anybody's talking about what's this about oil in it, rights to drill oil in Alaska got to do with our taxes? How did they sneak that in?
Yeah, I'll just read just two sentences. One provision in the Republican tax bill mandates that the federal government hold lease sales in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. This would open up the area to oil drilling and other energy development, lifting a 40-year ban on development in the area.
Nobody's talking about that.
Nobody's talking about it. You're right.
And it's making me nuts.
Okay, Deanna, thanks a lot.
But the big thing is their free insurance. If they had to
well,
deal
you know,
with
they
what
do,
we had to deal
they
with.
Have to pay, they have to use the Obamacare rules. That's how they get their insurance. Now, that was part of the Obamacare.
I thought they got insurance for life.
No. But keep in mind that these are really well-paid folks. And I don't know how the pension system works, but I suspect that even if you're in for one or two terms, there's probably a pension in store, partial pension in store. I'll have to find out how that works. But they do have to subscribe to Obamacare, but they have resources that you and I do not have.
I know. So
I think as part of the passage of Obamacare, they made everybody go under it. And I thought Republicans thought that it was a poison pill. It didn't turn out to be that way because there are some very good plans under Obamacare.
Yeah. Anyway, I love you. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas,
Thank
Deanna.
You.
Happy solstice. Uh-huh. And let's go to Ann in Gulfport. Hi, Ann. You're on M&F. What would you like to say?
Well, for those of us who are on the ACA and are very grateful because of serious pre-existing conditions, I pay $1,400 a month, and I'm tickled pink to do so because I'm not dead. But the Republicans and the NRI have left us with Plan G, which is get a gun, show it, and dare them to screw with us anymore.
Whoa.
I mean, they don't care if the rest of us are dead or alive. And they know how many million Americans will go without care, and they know how many of those will be dying within a year or so. What are we to do?
And did you happen, in all of this, did you happen to call your member of Congress or any of your U.S. senators?
Oh, yes.
And what kind of reaction did you get?
They don't care.
Yeah.
They just said what they were going to say and left it. So there's going to be an army of the living undead. And I don't have to create it. It'll be self-creating all across the country of people who have nothing to lose.
Yeah, we saw some of that in the halls of Congress, the protests leading up to the passage of the tax bill. A lot of people who had medical needs were in the halls of Congress trying to get their attention. Of course, ultimately, Congress ignored, at least the people that passed the tax bill, ignored those medically needy people. Ann, thank you so much.
Well, I'm not saying we have to shoot anybody.
Yeah, I don't think that's the answer.
Right. We just have to show them.
Well, okay. Ann, thanks a lot. I don't think even showing a gun, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't think threatening anybody makes any sense. Wes in Winter Haven says, gosh, the story of the kudos for the tax debacle reminds me of back in the 60s when the captive states behind the Iron Curtain sang hosannas to communism and Soviet Union. All hail Marx and Lenin, eh? That's Wes in Winter Haven talking about the Congress people who were lauding President Trump. If you want to comment about today's show, please call us up at 813-238-8001. Record your comment on extension 115. We'll play those comments back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Now stay tuned for a special program. There's going to be an interview with St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman coming up in the next hour. Mitch Perry's on vacation. This is WMNF Tampa.